Yeah. I'm here with, obviously, with the mayor and governor of Benadir, Thabit Mohamed. We're delighted to be here today. This is a very, very tragic and sad day and moment for Somalia. We're very saddened by the number of lives that have been lost last Saturday in the attack here in Mogadishu. I spoke with the president this morning. I've been in regular contact with him, but I spoke with him again this morning to offer our condolences. And we are united with the Somali people, and we will stand by our commitment to help the people of Somalia recover from this terrible act. We and our international partners, we won't let this single tragic event overshadow the significant progress that Somalia has made over the past few years. We will remain committed in the fight against terrorists. The White House issued a statement condemning the attack yesterday, and our Acting Assistant Secretary of African Affairs from the State Department spoke with the President yesterday to offer his condolences and to reaffirm our commitment to the Somali people and the government of Somalia. I'm happy to announce that we've issued a declaration of disaster that authorizes the United States International Agency for Development, Emily's here with me, to provide an immediate provisions of $100,000 for medical provisions and medical teams to help out with the victims that were hurt in the attack.
This effort is in augments all our other efforts. We've had three plane loads that have come in with supplies thus far from our U.S. partners. And I'm very happy to have General Castellanos here today. I would like to thank General Castellanos and General Waldhauser for helping to make these flights possible to bring assistance to the Somali people. We're also accelerating our assistance to help with the first responders' capacity, helping with the ambulance services here in Mogadishu to build the capacity so they can respond and help victims in these kinds of tragic events. So we look forward to doing that as well. I also look forward to working with the governor and mayor of Mogadishu as we help to rebuild areas of Mogadishu that were impacted by the attacks. As you know, the United States is a major contributor to the people and government of Somalia. And we're one of the largest humanitarian providers here in Somalia. We provided over $400 million in the last year alone for the humanitarian with the drought here in Somalia. And we're very committed and we're very committed to helping out to further the resiliency of the Somali people as they begin to build their lives and build prosperity and economic development here in Somalia. The last point I'd like to make is we are staying united with the people of Somalia and with the government of Somalia. We are here. We will remain here. We are increasing our presence, and we are moving forward to make sure that we continue with significant progress. As I stated before, we will not let this event, this single tragic event, overshadow and stop the progress that we are making here in Somalia. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to the mayor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.